We all sit in traffic. We all know it's bad. But just how bad is it? Well, Jim Back crunches numbers for the company INRIX. It's a traffic analysis firm that advocates for smart growth. Back says that drivers in the Seattle area wasted 48 hours in traffic last year.
That's basically a full work week or full week's vacation we're spending behind the wheel staring at the brake lights in front of us.
And you've actually attached a cash value to the time it's costing us to sit in morning and afternoon gridlock.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's $1,700 a year for the average Seattle driver, and that's a function of the lost time, the wasted fuel, and then it's also a function of the added cost that it costs to buy things at the market because businesses pass those same costs back on to consumers in the form of higher prices.
So beyond the personal toll, have you been able to tally up an approximate figure for what it's costing our economy to be delayed so much?
Well, across the United States, it costs our economy about $124 billion a year. To put that into some context, because that's a huge number, basically you could buy every resident in the Seattle-Tacoma area a Tesla with that kind of money.
But it would just be stuck in traffic.
It would be just be stuck in traffic, but it'd be awfully clean and green, wouldn't it? So yeah. That's the upside, right?
That's the impact in dollars, but there's other impacts of traffic beyond the frustration of just sitting in a car, aren't there?
Definitely. I mean, it drains money out of our economy is what it is because, you know, the extra money you spend to get to work every day through gas and other means is money that's not being spent elsewhere in the economy.
It's getting worse. How rapidly is it getting worse?
Well, to give you a sense of that, Ross, we went from drivers waste about 40 hours a year in traffic 2 years ago to we're on pace through 2014 to have wasted 48 hours last year in traffic.
Wow.
So that's a jump of 8 hours, right? That's a full work day for most people that we're seeing. These are really, really big jumps, combination of, you know, growth in the region with a great economy.
You know, they used to say, boy, we don't want to be like California. We don't want the Californication of Western Washington. But is that the direction we're headed in?
Yeah, when we look at cities like, you know, Los Angeles and others, I mean, drivers there are wasting close to 60, London, 70 hours a year. Our growth is on pace to hit that in the next 5 years. From a cost standpoint, if we don't do anything to address it in the near term, that cost per driver will go from $1,700 a year to over $2,000 a year. And we're all sitting here in January gloom. You know, that's enough money to take a nice little vacation to Mexico, right? And sit in some sunshine on the beach where there's no traffic, right?
But you'll have to go down I-5 to get to the SeaTac.
Yeah, you'll still have to go I-5 to SeaTac. Well, we do have light rail to there.
That's
so
right.
There we go. That's the thing about it. I think, you know, we have started to make some steps in the region to do things about it. What we're going to be challenged with is, you know, we have two major construction projects underway. We're kind of doing it all at once. So not only do we have these outside economic factors that are impacting traffic, we also have factors impacting traffic as we start to address those issues.
Jim Back is my guest. He studies traffic data at INRIX, a local company that does that kind of work. Now, you look at a map of Seattle, and one of the first things you notice is that hourglass shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly circumscribed when it comes to north-south routes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why we have such bad traffic?
Well, in Seattle, you know, it's a function. We have very similar challenges to the Bay Area where it's geography, right? I mean, we have water everywhere. We have mountains. There's not places to put more highways, right? Population growth is exploding in this region. We're the fastest growing city in the country. We just passed Austin, Texas in that case, right? You know, this problem is only going to get worse and worse.
Well, it's called a problem you'd like to have. It's good to have area's economy booming. It's good to have the economy going upward. But at some point, does that circle back on itself? Can we look around the country to other places that maybe where we are now, where things have gone sour for them because transportation wasn't working?
Well, I think we're just getting to that spot with a tipping point. I-5 is the economic artery of this region, right? And we talk about, oh my gosh, where are we going to get the money to pay for any improvements on that corridor, whether that's, you know, light rail or otherwise? When we look at it last year, if we want to look at the I-5 corridor from Everett to Seattle alone, the cost of traffic congestion on that road to the local economy was over $100 million. So when we look at the cost to do something about it versus the cost of not doing something about it, I think it becomes very clear that we need to address these issues. We need to start making investments. Why we don't have a plan right now to implement light rail on I-5 makes no sense considering what we've seen over the last 3 months. As the region grows, the economy grows, all you need is one accident on that highway, and you got 2 to 3 hour delays. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, they say that the things you just can't change. You can't change death. You can't change taxes. Are you traffic maybe not in that category?
Well, that's the whole point. Especially in a region like Seattle, there's not places to put more roads, really. I mean, we are maxed out as far as space is concerned. What we need to start thinking about doing is leveraging technology to move people and commerce across our road networks the same way we move data across IT networks today. And it starts with better information. We started with this idea of, like, let's put sensors in the road and then we could understand traffic. Problem is to scale that for every road and every part of the city, because there's not enough funding, right? What we have to think is we have to start to think holistically. How do we think about urban density? How do we think how we can leverage technology to better manage our roadways? How can we better employ public transit across the region to get some people out of their cars, into buses, into light rail? It's going to take a combination of these solutions to really address the issue. There's no silver bullets anymore because we've waited so long and our roads are such at capacity that adding an HOV lane here or there is just not going to make a difference.
Jim Bakke studies traffic data at INRIX, a local analysis firm. He told us drivers sat in traffic for 48 hours, a full work week last year on average.